Today we continue with the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. You hear? In Sfiras HaOmer, we discussed that there's halacha of tmimos tihyena. Tmimos means we want it should be as complete as possible. And because of this, there's a slight switch in minhag. There's two minhagim. Some make Sfiras HaOmer before Aleinu, while others make Sfiras HaOmer after Aleinu. Now let me explain to you the nuance. It's possible it's based on tmimot. You want to have as much of the count of the day. So the quicker the better. You have to daven Ma'ariv first. And why do we daven Ma'ariv first? Because it's halacha of Tadir. Okay. And the minute Ma'ariv is over, so count. Why spend an extra second? Count.
Elena's part of, what do you mean?
The other way to look at it is that Aleinu is really part of the tefillah. Finish your tefillah, yeah, and then you'll what?
And also mitzvot chavilot chavilot, no?
There's also another nekuda, and that is that could be the Aleinu is usually the end of the tefillah anyway. And Sfiras HaOmer maybe could be viewed as a part of the tefillah, and Aleinu is the consummation of the tefillah. It ends the tefillah. It's the final part of the tefillah. So because of this, which is not an earth-shattering issue, because even if you tell, if you make Sfira 1 minute later, not a big problem, yet this became a shaila. Should you do Sfira the second you're able to? Or should you what? Finish davening, say Aleinu on the tefillah, and then do Sfiras HaOmer. So it's a machlokes. And what's the halacha lemaisa? Yesh oimrim shenachon lisfrom yadach hakadosh tiskabel shel arvus. Avol b'Yerushalayim noyagim lisbar haomer achasim aleinu l'shabeyach. First they do aleinu, and then they do this.
What's the problem with tadir shen tadir?
There's no problem.
There is no, because
it's very simple. Ma'ariv comes first. And because Ma'ariv comes first, because Tadav Shena Tadav, so Ma'ariv comes first.
But, 1 second, I don't have a chiyuv to daven Ma'ariv the second I can.
Whatever it is, when you have Ma'ariv and this, you daven Ma'ariv first. What we do is we daven Ma'ariv first. Now the question is, I daven Ma'ariv, so should I right away tell Sfiras HaOmer, or it could be a minute later? So first of all, to me might mean every second I have to get catching every second of the day. Well, maybe. It's a different issue also. Aleinu is the siyum hatfilah. So first finish Sfiras HaOmer, and then say Aleinu. Or maybe Sfiras HaOmer is not part of tefillah. The ma'aseh minhag Yerushalayim is to say Aleinu, and then you hear shenayeg lisbar HaOmer achasim Aleinu l'shabeach. Now I want to tell you how many shuls do. What they do is like this. Usually they'll say Sfira before Aleinu. But what happens if the Zman is iffy? It's not really Tzeta Kochavim. If you wait another minute, you'll have Tzeta Kochavim. You know what they'll do? They'll say Aleinu first. And the Aleinu there is to stall. So you have another minute. So they'll say Aleinu first. And then what they'll do is they will say El Sfira after. Did everyone hear what I just said? Not one person. It's unbelievable. It's tremendous.
No, yeah, we heard that they want to advance.
Okay, so let me repeat it one more time, because the truth is the overly issue is moot. It's not a big story if you say it before Aleinu or after.
Right.
But the underlying issue is an interesting topic. Listen one more time. It's important that you listen and then you ask me, and that is, we count Sfira every day. Are we trying to catch every second? Is it the best thing to tell Sfira the minute you could, so you have the entire day? Or who cares if you tell Sfira an hour or 20 minutes later? Who cares, right? It's not the end. Special Aleinu, how long does Aleinu and Kaddish take? A minute? Some say, Sfira, Yadavim Mayav, Mayav comes first. But right away, say Sfira to Omer. Others say, big deal, say Aleinu. It's not the end of the world. Especially, Aleinu is for the Tefillah. And Sfira to Omer is not part of Tefillah. It's not really part of the Tefillah. It's a separate mitzvah. Now, that's a good question. Why do we tag Sfira Sa'oimer to Ma'irith? People think it's Ma'irith and Sfira Sa'oimer.
Isn't that the practical reason that people are running out?
That's the practical reason. That's the exact reason. It's practical. People don't Ma'irith, they say Sfira Sa'oimer, because he's supposed to say Sfira Sa'oimer. People think it's part of Ma'irith. Not necessarily part of Ma'irith. Yes? That's what it said. According to one custom, you should say Sfira right away. It's two opinions in halacha.
I meant to say that people are running out after Aleinu.
Exactly.
Are we trying to teach people?
That could be also a good idea. That could be good. Maybe. The idea of all this is not that important to me. What's the most important issue that I wanted to bring out? When you tzel Sfira, do you need the entire day? Should you do it as quickly as possible? Does tmimut mean that it should be so complete that you don't even want to lose a second? I'll give you an example. When you appreciate something, right? When you like something, when you want to, I don't want to say what you want to watch, but you're watching something you appreciate, right? You don't want to miss a second of it, right? Not even 1 second. You come early and you're ready. Sfira Sa'oimer might be tmimut, the same thing. You need every sec. You want not to lose a second of the day of Sfira counting of that day. Others say, don't get carried away. It's not the end of the world. Okay, 2 minutes later. What? Is something wrong with that? That's the underlying issue, more important than the technical. Yeah, Aleinu, not Aleinu. Aleinu first, Aleinu after. Could be that some say Kaddish after Sfira Sa'oimer. I don't know if you, some people have a meaning that they finish, they say Kaddish. Yeah. So again, maybe because Sfira Sa'oimer is part of Tefillah, they say Kaddish. If you hold Sfira Sa'oimer, it's nothing to do with Tefillah, then you don't say, what do you make? Every time you make a mitzvah, you make Kaddish. What? These are interesting tidbits in Minhag Shaila. It's a minhag question. But the underlying issue is, Tmimot, you really need to count and catch every moment. Now there's another halacha over here that I want to talk about, and that is Hiru Kedibur, Ksiva Kedibur. Nice topic. Nice topic. A big topic. Okay. Sfiras Oimer Tzricha Liyois B'dibur B'piv U'B'Sfasov. You need to speak out Sfiras Oimer. Avul B'Hirur Lo Yotze. If you thought Sfiras Oimer, you're not Yotze. Shahiru Lav Kedibur Dami Mishnebura Yachid Yotze brings a Mishnebura. Now, it's a question because in Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever we have a halacha of Dibur, the question comes up, Hirur Kedibur. If I think, is it like I what? Like I spoke. If it's like I think, like I spoke. So the question is, could a person do Sfira Sa'oimer be here? And Allah is, no. You need to speak it out. Now, I need to speak it out. What's called speaking out? You need to hear it. When you speak something out, you need, l'chatchila, it should be spoken out in such a way that what? That you hear it. So lechatchila tzarch lashmia la'aznoi. Ve'im la'yishmia la'aznoi. But if he did it, yatza anyway. Now let's go to the next topic. K'tiva k'dibur. Hirur is what? Not k'dibur. What about if I wrote? If I wrote down the sphere, what sphere is it? In my yatza. Halach is akaisiv imichta balayla yoim tu la'av. Whatever it is. Ve'shacha lispar ha'im b'fiv. So the halach is, you're not really Yoitza, yeah? And you need to do what? You need to go back and count with a bracha. Comes the Ravadi Yosef and says, a chidush, a yafeh, chidush yafeh. What happens if you didn't? And what happens if you forgot to do it in the Bet Knesset? You didn't lose Sfira to Omer, the next night continue with the bracha.
You just wrote it?
You just wrote it. Nice. I'll read it for you. Nice. With a
bracha?
He wrote it down without a bracha. Bracha's not makim. You don't need a bracha to be Yoitza. A guy wrote, he was right, what day of the Sfira it is. You ready? Hakoisiv emichtiv alai layoim tuv lov. Veshachach lisparom emifiv alai lov. And he forgot by night and by day to count. Soifer b'shara leilois b'bracha. Yalkad yoysam ayadim chazayin avad yalchus yontim. Very nice chidush. So hearer, I guess not. If a guy thought it and he missed, you lost it. But if he wrote it, and don't forget, it doesn't look like he was even mechaven to be yaitzer. He just wrote the day of the sfira. Still, you could continue counting with a bracha because you yotzer something with that, with what you said, what you wrote. Yes.
Why would he write
it? So let me tell you. The truth is there's a custom to write the day of the sfira in letters. If you look at the old Shuvot from all the Gedolei Yisrael, they would write the day of the sfira. Why? Because it's part of the mitzvah. Sfartim lechem. You should remember today's sfira. You should keep in mind. Sfira is not just blah, 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 I tell sfira. Sfira is supposed to be part of you. It's supposed to be part of your life. It's supposed to change you.
Are we going
to
announce it?
Who?
Are we going to announce
it? We didn't do today, right? Hayom Shmona Asar Yom Laomer. Shehem Shnei Shavuot V'arba Yamim Laomer. Yeah, Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm in the middle of a shiur, but give me, what happened last night? Everything all right? Yeah, it was a very bad no-show. Okay, listen carefully. Listen, the other side of the kail, two are only coming back. I'm going to sit. So listen to me. Mitzvah Hashem, does the answer have to be today? Okay. But listen, Yitzchak, they have to be serious guys. This is the real. We have to do real. It has to be serious. Okay, so listen. I'll call you back. I'm middle of a shiur, middle of in front of a whole island. I picked up because the night the kail has to happen. It has to be good. I'll call you back soon. Okay, I'm sorry. I have to. You know, you have to understand, Rabbi. I have the yeshiva here. I have the kail. I have a big kail in Lakewood. I also have a shul in Lakewood. I give you most of my time. Most of my time goes here. I devoted, but I'm not home. He said a good point, Barry. I see you more than I see my wife. No, it's true. I see you much more than I see my wife. I'm more with you than I am with my own family. Forgive me. At the beginning of the Zman, I had to take care of the Kail a little bit. You know, it's okay. And then there's Nachnas Sefer Torah. I have a million things on my head. Okay, so let's go further. Now, but what I do want to tell you is, I have to tell you, I feel very bad with the Shacharit in the morning. It bothers me very much. I'm here on time. Believe me, I'm much more busy than you'll ever be in your life. If you were as busy as me, you'd be laying in a bed asking your wife to bring you chai, okay? That's if you were as busy as I was. The Shacharit can't be like this. It's not right. It's really not right. I'm Moisa Nefesh. My son is Moisa Nefesh. You got to help me bring the oil back for Shacharit. It's wrong. It's really wrong. Shacharit will come, you go, you this. So till now, what was the excuse? Smachot. Right? What smachot do you have today? You don't have anything. It's sfira. What do you have? You got to have. Rabotai, I'm telling you. You want a yeshiva, I'm here to help you. But it's you. It's for you. It's not for me. You're not doing me a big favor. I'm doing you a favor. I'm trying to build you a yeshiva. I'm trying to help you. You take a look. Ashkenazim, they have Aruch Chaim, and it's booming. They have Chafetz Chaim, and it's booming. Why shouldn't you guys have your own yeshiva? I don't understand it. And I'm here to help you. But you can't play the Zavdat game with me. You can't play it. It's not going to work. Zavdat, what's Zavdat? Tomorrow.
Zavta.
The Zavta game ain't going to work. It's not going to work. You gotta get on board. All right? Yeah? Good? Okay. So the halacha is as follows. One more halacha. Halacha is like this. You hear? Oh, so if a person writes, also. Now here's another chiddush. A lot of times, who asked me? The reason why we say, okay. Now what happens if a person answers, tonight is Lag BaOmer? You're not really trying to count. You're saying about the day. Many Acharonim say it doesn't mean anything. I mean, Lag BaOmer is something. Comes Rav Avadi, says this is a very nice chiddush. Again, the same thing. If you didn't count Omer, you forgot, but you said Lag, you fixed the Bal Tefillah. Tonight is, you can continue counting with a bracha. Misha Shachat Lispras Omer B'Leil Lag BaOmer. He's busy with Miron. He forgot to say the Sfira. And by day he tells his friend, hey, yo, today's Lag B'Omer. Oh, you should take us a shliach tzibur. For example, he told, no tachnun today. Today's Lag B'Omer. Today Lag B'Omer, no tachnun. The next night you can continue with the bracha. You have something. Now, I know the information behind this halacha. It's a lot. This is one of the biggest questions that they talk about, a lot of information. Lamasi, you didn't really count. And also, you didn't really count because you didn't say numbers. You said lag. You counted in... lag is what? It's not shlosha megvu shlosha. It's lag. Still, it's good enough. You hear? It's a chiddush. Many want to say, no, it's called Sipa Barashi Tevis. The Bi'alacha brings down that if a person counted with Rashi Tevot, which means he didn't say Shloshim Mishalosh, he said
Lag.
Not so simple, not so simple. So Ramavadi's going one step further. In case you missed, it's good enough. And not only that, even if you didn't need to say Lag, you meant to fix a guy. You meant to, good enough. If you told the guy today's Lag B'Omer, let it go. Let it go. The next night you count with the bracha. Now,
so what, that day you don't say with the bracha?
Oh, that day you do say with the bracha. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You weren't really yaitza. You weren't really, if you said the night is serious of Lag B'Omer, tonight's Lag B'Omer, you should go count again with the bracha. You weren't mechav to be yaitza. But it's good enough to let it go for the next day.
But if you forgot, it's what you count.
Lag is Lamed Gimel. Shloshim Mishalish. Lag, Lamed Gimel.
It's a day itself.
It's a day itself, yeah.
Counting of the weeks is part of the deal. So we said
we spoke about this yesterday.
Since he's saying like it's only days.
Oh, but we don't care because you could be yaitzah. Lemaisi yaitzah with days alone. That's the beauty of this halacha. The beauty of this halacha is that you have something. It's something. Now, why is the issue? Because possibly you're allowed to count anyway with a brach if you miss. It's a machlokes rishonim. So in his Chuvam Shu, meaning what he wrote, he probably saying, you know what, it's a suffix, and maybe, and you mentioned it, it's a suffix, almost like a sex faker. It's a suffix if what? No?
It's you.
Suffix if you're allowed to count again the next night with a? And then there's a suffix what? Maybe you were yaitza by saying Lag B'Omer.
Alright, well, why do we care if we say today's like the 10th day or whatever? Why do we, if this is without a bracha, why do we care?
So let me tell you, the mitzvah is not the bracha. The mitzvah is just to say today is 10 days and over. You do not have to make a brach. If I came and I did not make a brach and I said today is am yotze.
Just because lag is a problem.
The day without the brach, you're good to go. There's one shita, and nobody knows this. I guarantee you walk over to 99.9.9.9% of people, including Talmidei Chachamim. They're not going to know this. There's a gra that holds that you can't split the sphere and the bracha because the way they established to make sphere sa'omer is with this bracha. Because
what does the if you miss the day, you stay without the bracha?
You don't make a bracha, but if you're misupak, the gra says if you're misupak, if you're yotza or not, you have to go back and make a bracha. You have to go back and read the omer and say it with a bracha. I safek brachot lahakel, because the bracha is part of the mitzvah. And if you have to go back for the mitzvah, you go back for the bracha.
This is
good. It's a gra in a short little three words in the gra, and very few people catch it, and very few people know about it. But people who know the sugya, learned Tilchot Sefirat Omer, know this gra. It's an interesting gra. The gra, and he explains like this, because all mitzvot there's a mass and there's something. This is nothing. It's just talking. So in order to give it, like you said, what am I? I said today's 10. So what? So the fact that I make the bracha creates a tzura to the mitzvah. A tzura to the mitzvah. You understand?
Yes.
A lot of times the Chachamim went and gave you a established act how to do a mitzvah. Otherwise, the mitzvah is a machshava. Otherwise, the mitzvah is not much. So they're mitaken. Then how do you make Sefirat HaOmer? Through a bracha. Asher kitzam mitzvot tzivanu al mitzvot Sefirat HaOmer hayom of the Omer.
Is actually key.
Huh? Key. I don't know if I would say keli, I would say it is the nusach nusach mitzvah.
So, but Rabin, if Gra is the only one in this bottle, if let's say, why would we make...
I'll give you an example. Can I give you a good example?
Yeah.
Are you yotze tefillah by thinking, by hirhur?
It's a machlokes.
Are you yotze by saying two words, Hashem, I love you. Call me Bogad Navo. Yeah, you yotze. You know that? Min HaTorah you yotze. The Rabbanan came and said, you know what it's going to look like? It's feeling when people are in there. So they gave you a tzura tamitzvah, the words. You have to. If you don't say Shemoneh Esrei, are you yotze tefillah?
Yes.
No. Because now the Chacham said, this is how you have to do it. You understand? Tzvira to Omer, according to the Gra, is the same thing. That if a person, now again, he doesn't take it to the extent that you're not yotze the mitzvah, you didn't say the bracha. But where you need to repeat the mitzvah, because your mesupak, he says, go make the bracha yourself. Because the bracha is part of the mitzvah. You understand? Well, yes. Then, no.
Everybody agrees that it has to be with the bracha?
It definitely simply because of birchat hamitzvah, not because of the mitzvah.
We learned that Sfirat Omer comes without the bracha.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. According to most people, the understanding is the sphere and the bracha have nothing to do with each other. The mitzvah is one thing, and then there's a din to make birchat hamitzvot. That's something, a separate issue. The Gra says that they're really tied together by Sfirat Omer. Megillah, for example, all other Chanukah, I can be Yotze Chanukah without the bracha. One has nothing to do with the other. But by Sfira, he says it's more, because since it's only words, the Chachamim wanted a bracha to give it a chashivah, something. Otherwise, it's nothing. What are you saying already? Okay, let's learn one more halacha, because I see I finally got your attention. I think that's what I'll do every day before I start the shir. I'll warn you that I'm leaving. I'll warn you. Yeah, but then everybody listens. That's what happens.
Okay, we have to move then.
It's like the watcher call it. It's like in kindergarten. You have to frighten them that they're not going to have recess, and then they listen. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
What happens, and it happens all the time. It happens all the time. A guy forgot. He comes to Shul Shabbos. He davens Kabbalah Shabbos. And all of a sudden he goes, uh-oh, I forgot Sfira last night. Now, could he count Sfira from the day before if it's still not night? One of the biggest machloket, big stuff, it's big questions. What's the issue?
Well, you said the other day that you can.
If when? No, but here the problem is you daven Ma'ariv and Kabbal Shabbos. You already accepted the new day. When I said this was before I daven Ma'ariv and Shkiyat HaChama, and so what do? I count the previous day. But here you're talking about I already said Shabbat. So what do? Many hold you can't go back and say Sfirat Omer because what are you saying? It's yesterday? So you got to make up. You at Marojana? What is it, Shabbos and it's Friday at the same time? I know today most people are able to say it's Friday and Shabbos at the same time. You know why? They're able to be in America and in Honolulu at the same time. So why can't it be Friday and Shabbos at the same time, right?
This situation is when it's Arabic?
A guy made an early Shabbos. And then he comes home and he remembers that he didn't count the night before. So what do? So you come and say, well, it's not night yet. I can still count the night before. Yeah, but you said Ma'ariv. You said it's Shabbos. Many hold you can't. Rav Avadi Yosef holds you could. V'terem shaka shemesh, if it's still not Shkiyat HaCham of the next day, Shabbat, yispor b'li bracha, v'yuchel achat tzitzik hachavim, and after tzitzik hachavim, next day,
with the bracha.
That's Chacham Avadi's psak. Yes. Okay, one more final halacha, and then we'll let you guys go to breakfast. And then I'm sure everybody's going to go with the thinking, and no one's going to be daydreaming. I never saw a guy, yeah. Where is everybody left? Oh, okay. When a person makes the bracha, does he have to know what day of the Omer it is?
Oh, it's the bracha?
Yeah.
I would say yes, because one connected to another. Then why
you now you understand why I brought out the Gra?
Yeah.
Okay, the halacha is you really don't have to. Theoretically, if you made the bracha thinking it's day four, and then at the last second, you remember it's day five, you're good to go. Bir chadasha yoymar b'yam loymer. V'siyemes habracha b'machshava. And in his mind, he said, oh, it's five. Halacha is yatza afilu ha'yoyim arba. Even if, that was an example. Baruch Hashem l'chaim l'chaim. Hashem k'chav z'sa'oyim. Oh, no, it's not five. It's four. Right? He's yelling, it's four. Yeah. Still yatza. Why? What happens with the other way around? He counted in his mind the bracha that it's four, and then he finishes the what that it's five. Why? He counted not right. So you got to make. What's the point? And let me tell you, he's bringing two halachas over here, okay? One halach is, I made Sfir Soim, and in my mind, I'm thinking it's four. And some guy corrected me, he said, no, it's five. Right? Yeah? So the bracha you're making, you're thinking it's four. Yotze, no problem. Forget about it. Leave it alone. It's good. Good to go. Okay? As long as you got the right number. Then there's another problem. What happens if I counted, right? In my mind, I was thinking four. Then I finished
with five.
Five. Now I have to count over again four.
Right, because that bracha was not tied up to four.
Exactly. No, that bracha tied itself to five.
To five now.
And but five is wrong. And five is wrong.
Ah, okay.
Yaksav is bracha. You have to go back and count again with a bracha. Yeshayim, it's machloek. It means two opinions, you hear? Two opinions. One opinion is, you hear? One opinion is, here, Yeshayim. I just want to read it again one more time so you see clearly here. So you don't go back to make a bracha. Why? You counted what? The bracha? Four. You said the wrong thing. Obviously the bracha and the number is not connected. Which means I can have the bracha and the number can be wrong. You understand?
Yes.
That's the point. The point is, now, according to the Gra, it's a bigger Chiddush, because the whole bracha is part of the mitzvah of Sfiras. Amen. Baruch Hashem li'olam.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
A lot of times I get a text for Sfira.
Mm-hmm.
About 8:30, 9 o'clock. I don't pray until maybe 10, 11.
Okay.
But so, I know once I press that button, I have to read it, because I don't see messages
there. So I'll tell you, you should count Sfira before. Because if you're afraid, you're going to forget.
Yeah.
It's what the problem is. Mm-hmm. You might say, you might not marry by yourself, maybe, or something. Yeah. So just do it in that soul, okay? Just do it in that soul. Now, the truth what I should really tell you, I should really come to shul for marriage. That's what I really should be telling you. But I'm a nice guy, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want you to start hating me, and then you're not going to come to chakras. And then, you know how it works, right? Oh, okay. All right, let me go answer my 1,000 other phone calls.
Oh.
Yeah, Avram, where are you? I saw you came in. What happened? Yeah.